Have you ever had a house sitter look after your place and your pets while you've been away? Maybe you've thought about it, but the idea of having strangers at your place was a little daunting. It's not for everyone, but if you are toying with the idea, some tips ahead of Christmas and the new year for you right now. Ruth Myers and her husband run a business called Happy House Sitters, and I asked her how you can be sure that the people looking after your house can indeed be trusted.
Well, house sitting is about the best fit. And one of the important things about house sitting is setting up that interview process. So you need to be thinking about some of the things that might occur while you're away, like, for example, glass of wine spills on the carpet. What might you like to happen in that situation? Animal gets sick. Have you got the right vet?
So in the event, for example, red wine is spilled on the carpet or a stereo system is broken, right, does the homeowner need to say up front, look, if anything's damaged, we'll expect you to pay for that?
The homeowner can, and in some instances, in my experience, that's what's occurred. Sometimes if the homeowner's going away for a longer period of time, for example, over 2 months, there might be a bond discussed. Generally, less than that, there's not, but that's the homeowner's decision. So in the event the stereo does break down, there is a little bit of bond money to ensure that that is fixed, particularly if it is a longer-term sit.
And what's the most popular way of sorting out utilities?
Utilities are often, there's a little bit of contribution going on if the house sit again is a longer term sit.
And define longer term for me?
Look, I generally say sort of beyond 6 to 8 weeks, sometimes a little bit longer than that. So the homeowner might say, look, we're going away for this period of time. We've worked out previously that we use X amount of electricity, so we'd like you to contribute to that amount. In terms of the telephone, it's really popular these days for a homeowner to say, I've got my landline, but it's only able to receive calls, or you can only do local calls, so I'm requesting that you use your mobile for any other types of communication.
Yeah, and in this day and age too, a lot of people don't even have landlines. And should a house sitter declare to the homeowner exactly who would be coming over in that period? Or is that becoming a little bit too control freak?
Yeah, look, there is a bit of a fine line. The homeowner might say, look, I don't want any major parties, but I'm really happy for you to have some, you know, quiet friends and some family celebrations going on, given the time of year. That's something that the homeowner also needs to think about.
The other aspect too is how many people will be house sitting. Often if you've got a couple, they may have a small child, for example. Can they find a house to sit having a child, or can that limit their opportunities?
In my experience, I've found homeowners that are families tend to choose other families. And when house sitters are speaking to me and they're saying, look, we do have a couple of children, my advice to them is, well, obviously don't apply for any of the smaller apartments or the studio flats, not that you'd want that anyway, but certainly families tend to choose other families. So that can tend to work out quite well, because once you're in a home that belongs to a family, it's kind of set up for children. And
Ruth, what are some of the main reasons why people want to get house sitters in? I mean, obviously gardens and pets come to mind. Is that pretty much it?
Gardens and pets, and also just a general presence in their home while they're away. Particularly some parts of the state, it's a bushfire issue as well, that there's someone there to care for the home, that it's not completely left on its own. The majority of people who use our service are looking for someone to look after their pets so that their holiday budget isn't blown out by pet kennel costs.
We're talking house sitting this morning on ABC Coast FM. Yes, the holidays are just around the corner. Ruth Myers has done some house sitting herself, was so much into it. She and her husband set up a business helping people become house sitters and getting homeowners into the act as well.
Yes.
What happens, for example, if someone is signed up with a business like yours and they have a bad house sitter experience? Who is liable for that?
That's why the interview is so important, so that you can work out what might happen in this event. You know, I mentioned the red wine before, because that has been something that's occurred, and the house sitter, they actually rang us and said, oh, this is what's happened, what should I do? And we advised that they try to, you know, clean it up as best as they could, and also to notify the homeowner to let them know this is what's happened.
Yep.
I think one of the other things that occurred was, unfortunately, one of the pets passed away, which was very sad.
And was that just through natural causes? Or
it was. It was. The homeowners were actually, you know, not all that surprised. But the house sitter was very distressed, and they phoned us, and we got in touch with the homeowners, and the homeowners, as I say, were expecting the news.
And how much notice? I know that we're nearly in December. If anybody's thinking about getting a house sitter in, or maybe being a house sitter themselves, maybe they're thinking, oh, we can't afford holidays this year, but if there's a house sitting experience, what do we do? Have they missed the boat because it's so close to Christmas?
Well, they haven't, although I have to say we've got our first Christmas sit this year in July, so someone's very organised out there. But on the other hand, we regularly get calls from homeowners who say, you know, we've had to go into state for a family situation and we need somebody by Sunday. Do you think you can help us? And we say, look, pop me out on the site. And house sitting is a little bit like, I think there's a house sitting karma out there. There's always somebody else in Australia who needs to be in that spot at that particular time. So you just never know.
There you go. A few ideas if you are hoping to be a house sitter or perhaps as a homeowner get someone in or a family in to look after your place over Christmas and New Year. Ruth Myers there from Happy House Sitters.